Blog Talk Radio.
Several.
This is the Sound Elf Options Happy Hour Show with Richard Talk to Me Guy and Sherry Edwards. Good evening, Sherry.
Good evening, Richard. Good evening, everybody. Here on Happy Hour Show, we try to give you information that will make your life a little easier. And tonight we have two special guests, Ralph Usatola, who I've known for 20-some years. He and his wife, Kathy, were some of the first people to take our bioacoustic classes, and Ralph, as the attorney that he is and was, he's now retired, has been helping us through some hard spots as we go through growing this company. And I often say, Ralph is the only lawyer that I know that will end up in heaven. And his part, and his partner, Brian Shar, who owns a share. Is it share? Okay. Who owns a company that we have been using the products for a long, long time here, Biologics, and I'm going to put this in the chat so everybody can go look at this as we're talking about it. I've known about Brian. I've used his products. I've never been able to sit down and have a conversation with him about his products. He's just too busy. So what I know is on the internet, and tonight we're going to be talking about neuroplasticity, and we've talked about that on the show before when we've talked about glyphosate and how it goes through the brain barrier and how all of the stress and the toxins and the poisons and Alzheimer's and Lewy proteins. So Brian has what I think is the answer to those of you who use our online portal to test yourself for Alzheimer's or Lewy proteins or whatever you want to be looking for, and you see something that is amiss. Maybe you're having Lewy protein buildup or some of the plaque that's in the brain. So we're hoping that Brian and Ralph can talk to us about all of this, and I am not sure that Ralph is on the phone with us yet. Can you check that, Richard?
No Ralph yet.
Okay. Well, we have a couple of announcements that we are simultaneously broadcasting through Blog Talk Radio with Richard over there in California running the switchboard. I'm going to throw that phone out the window. Richard, can you...
Riff, I'd be happy to. Yes, I'm over here in balmy 94-degree California. We skipped spring, went right to summer. And I'm over at Blog Talk Radio, where you can get to us. This is the audio-only side of the show. And the show will be available for replay. I know from reading a lot of Brian's website that this is the kind of show you're going to want to listen to again. And the audio-only portion of the show will be available about 15 or so minutes after we end the show, and you can find it by going to Sound Health Options, clicking on the radio tab, and then clicking on the Blog Talk Radio Archive tab, and there will be a player with the last five shows, and this show will be at the top of that list. I also suggest and advocate for, and I'm rooting for, people signing up over at Blog Talk Radio. So you go to blogtalkradio.com and you sign up for a free account. They don't spam you. They don't beat you senseless. It's quite good. And that way you can join the chat over there, and or it also allows you to then follow Sherry's shows and other shows, because we also do the Sunday show here at Blog Talk Radio. Follow those shows and any other shows and get notifications, and it gives us points. The more followers we have, the higher in the rankings we go, and we're pretty up there. We're over 500 shows, so we're up in the rankings.
Well, they feature us anytime we have a show. They put us on the front page at the time it comes on. I am so happy that that people are listening and paying attention. And we did get a thank you note from the Azure Farms. Do you remember, is it Steiger Roberts? I can't remember his name. Isn't that awful?
I think it is Steiger. I could be
but
wrong.
But he runs Azure Farms that gives out a lot of the produce and non-GMO foods. And we had a little bit about what was happening to him. His county was trying to make him spray pesticides on his farm. And we talked to you about it, and we gave you some numbers and information, and I guess stuff started pouring in, and so they've backed off, and he doesn't have to do that anymore. We don't know what's going to happen yet, but we're certainly glad that all of you helped with that, because I think that's despicable to take a farm that's known for its non-pesticides and has been known for 20-some years, and the county is going to make them spray pesticides because of morning glories or something. I can't remember all of it. Ralph says, I'm on the phone and can hear you. Brian, can you record the presentation? I am recording it for you, Ralph, and for everybody listening. It will be on our site, and you can see that Sound Health Options here, and we're on the radio site at Happy Hour. And where it says way down here at the bottom, Video WebEx, we will put the video of all of this right here over the link that allowed people to come in and watch the show live. Now, for people watching the show live, we're going to be doing a demonstration of a neuroplasticity software that we wrote a couple of years ago using Brian's supplements. We decoded them. And so anytime we see anybody who has some neuroplasticity issues, we send them over to Brian's website. So I'm sure that they're going to tell you a bit about the site and the products, and then we'll do a demonstration and show you the computer. And Ralph has volunteered to be our guinea pig. It's David Steltzer, S-T-E-L-Z-E-R, founder and CEO of Azure. So this is good to know, and I'm sorry I didn't have that at the waiting. We had some trouble with volume and microphones trying to get on here. Do you have any announcements? Oh, I have one more.
I do have one brief announcement. If you'll put that link up, I sent you over at Skype about the island, because this goes to talking about neuroplasticity and toxins in the environment and how we need more positive supplementation like Brian's, I think, to counteract this kind of pollution and this ridiculousness. I have so many bad words that I'd like to use. This is about an island in the Pacific. No one lives there, never has, remote, not really habitable per se. And a group of scientists went there in 2015 to study it. And in the process of studying it, they found over 38 million pieces of garbage. 38 million. So that's, they're talking, you know, little tiny pieces of plastic, which happens a lot in the ocean, where plastic slowly degrades and breaks apart into little tiny microparticles. But then, in fact, in the process of other animals eating things in the ocean, they end up eating the plastic. So if we're eating fish, we're eating plastic. So there's that, let alone the estrogen mimic effects and every other thing that's negative about plastic, let alone that it's mostly made out of petroleum products. So it's all just gross. I'll put this article in both chats.
And it doesn't degrade very well. Like a million years from now, maybe a bleach bottle will have degraded. Oh, that's probably an exaggeration.
This is one
of the reasons that we started the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology and Sound Health, because we want to put health back into the hands of the people. And one of the things that Richard is passionate about is helping the health of Mother Earth. And so he brings a lot of information in about garbage and fracking, and we are very sincere here about what we want to try to do with your environment and the Mother Earth's environment at the same time. And one of the things I see slipping is Alzheimer's and dementia. You see it with ALS and Parkinson's and insulin, and they're not doing a whole bunch about it. So if you can do a computer evaluation of your voice and see what your brain really needs from you, then I think we'll have a better chance if we're helping ourselves. So with that in mind, we've already talked about Ralph being the attorney that's going to heaven, and about Brian that I don't know a whole lot about. So they're going to do a presentation. Ralph or Brian, which one of you are going to go first here?
Well, I think I'll go first.
Okay,
can you guys hear me okay?
I can hear you, Ralph. Two people were talking at once, though. So, Ralph, you're going to do this, the PowerPoint, and tell us about what this is?
Well, I wanted to do the first part of the PowerPoint, which talks about what is neuroplasticity and a few other little things. And then the second part of the PowerPoint talks about the specific cognitive enhancement nutrients that the company makes available on its biologicsnutra.com website. I'm not sure that I can hear Brian or not, but I should be able to. Good, I can hear
him. Yeah, he says
okay.
You can. And Ralph, I would like you to introduce some of your background about why this is important
sure.
to you, what you're doing for Health Freedom, too.
Thank you. Well, first of all, Brian and I together have probably over 100 years' experience in the dietary supplement world, especially in bringing leading-edge products. Now, I did practice law for 36 years, became known as The Vitamin Lawyer. My old vitaminlawyer.com website was widely viewed, and today I operate through the vitaminconsultancy.com, which is a website that is very useful for especially small and startup natural products companies, because we really get them to go from the beginning right so that they are not going to be regulatory targets. And that's what I've been working on for over the past number of years, making sure that people's standard operating procedures and GMPs and all of those regulatory requirements are in place so they can do what they want, what they're there to do, which is provide natural nutrition and other natural products for people. One of those companies that I've worked with for a long time is Biologics. Biologics is a division of Pure Harvest Extractions, LLC, and both Brian and I are members of the LLC, and the Biologics brand, though, has been around, I think since the mid-90s. I've been involved with the company since its inception, and it is an extraordinary group of products that are aimed at our cognition, aimed at nutrition for the brain and the mind, and also for performance. When you look at the website, and I think we'll look at that in a moment, you'll find that that it's not just cognitive nutrition. It's also acuity and focus and sports, all revolving around the same group of neurotransmitters. And it was Sherry Edwards, of course, who was we'll see in a moment or two, who had a large role in identifying a lot of this for us. And us is Brian Scher and Ralph Fusatola. And Sherry, next slide, please. All right. Actually, here's an index of the slides. That's very good, especially for those of you who are watching this on the archive. You'll be able to see that what we're going to be covering. We will be covering a number of issues, including towards the bottom, a number of very specific products. If you will go in to the next one, Sherry kindly gave us a quotation which sums up an awful lot of the relationship between what we're talking about and Sherry's work, and I quote, "We can bioacoustically measure the effects of cognitive stressors on optimum brain function. Such stressors as pollutants that cross the blood-brain barrier, including those pollutants such as vaccines that are intentionally injected, can lead to significant cognitive decline. Nourishing normal brain health is a goal we have had in human bioacoustics since our inception. We have identified the choline methylation path as significant. Few dietary supplements do what biologics nutrients do for the brain function with their special form of choline," end quote. And, of course, you heard Sherry earlier talking about the special program she had developed that can link frequencies and recommendations for nutrition. All those products are built around the magic of choline. Next slide, please. This presentation is on neuroplasticity and cognitive nutrition, the common and the special nutrients that can assure optimal cognitive function even into an advanced age, focused on the role of choline and methylation. Developed from natural sources, Biologics Nutraceuticals' powerful nutrients are designed to support cognitive function using an advanced form of choline. More information at www.biologicsnutra.com. Your presenters are, next slide, please. Yes, your presenters are, of course, as I said, Brian and Ralph. And there are photos and our company logo. I am the gentleman in the blue tie. Brian is the young guy on the other side who keeps me moving, I must say, who keeps me moving. Next, please. What is neuroplasticity? We found that an article in Healthy Beginnings had a great summation for that, and so I wanted to bring that summation to you here. Welcome to the age of neuroplasticity, says the magazine. Studies are showing that neuroplasticity may have enormous implications, not only for our physical health, but for our mental health. Well, that's good, but what is neuroplasticity? Next slide, please. What exactly is neuroplasticity? The article goes on. It is a physical process that explains the thickening or shrinking of the gray matter in the brain, the part of our brain that actually does the thinking. It explains the brain's ability. It explains the brain's ability to forge and refine neural connections or weaken the pruning of them. Now you're talking about the way the neurons connect together and the way new connections are made. Neuroplasticity is literally the way new connections are made. Quote, "These physical changes of the brain manifest changes in our abilities. An example, each time you learn a new dance step, new wires, neural pathways, are made to give instructions to our bodies on how to perform the step. Each time we forget something, that is someone's name, it also represents a physical change. Neural pathways that once connected the memory have been degraded or even severed." Well, the key here, of course, is that this is a physical change. It is a physical development, and there is a norm, and the norm is that these connections get made and get maintained, and the proper nutrition is able to literally maintain that ability. So you might not take a look at the article in completion, and that's at that neuroplasticity HB Mag link that's on the bottom there. Next slide, please.
I put that link in the chat for people who are with us on WebEx.
Perfect, perfect. Advanced physicians. One example here is Dr. Mercola, and I just give his take on three important aspects of cognitive health. One of them being vitamin D, by the way, and as I said earlier, common and more exotic ways of approaches. Vitamin D is an important one. And you see that it's part of really important metabolic pathways that have to do with the way the brain functions. The other thing that he recommends is gut health. Your gut is your second brain, as he says. And so it's really important to keep that part of you going if you're going to have a functioning brain. And finally, he says, choline. There we are, back to the heart of the biologics approach. Choline reduces inflammation, plays a role in nerve communications, and prevents the buildup of homocysteine in your blood. Eggs and meat are good dietary sources, of course. If you don't consume animal foods, you may be at risk and may want to consider supplementation. Well, we add, of course, that for optimal function, especially as you age, you're going to want to consider supplementation. And that's what we offer, as you'll see as we go forward. Other doctors have said similar things. My good friend and mentor, Dr. Rima Labo, MD, has very good words to say about the choline and about the products that Biologics has. And we've been using them ourselves, finding them very, very effective. Next slide, please.
Hold on one moment. Sherry would like to interject.
Please.
We did an evaluation of Ronald Reagan in 1964, and his major issue was choline and the inability to use zinc with it. We saw it in his vocal print probably 20 years before any of the symptoms ever manifested. So
you used a recording of him from 64? Wow.
Yes. So awesome. Somewhere along the line, and there's a question from the audience, what other nutrients could we take that are in your products? And I know you're going to get to that, but I just wanted to let you know that people are asking.
Yeah, I'm sure that Brian is going to give us some good thoughts on that. Let's continue until we get down to that level. Next slide,
Brian,
please.
Brian wants to say something here.
When it comes to zinc, I believe that copper, a particular form of bioavailable copper, helps zinc absorb. But choline is so obscure. We have water in our body, which is the main component, and then we have choline, which makes up most of our cells, which is most of our body. So you need to have a really bioavailable form of choline, and our form of choline, alpha-GPC, passes the blood-brain barrier and is very bioavailable.
So that means that it's that, as you see from the chart, as you see from the chart on the slide, choline plays a very specific role in methylation. And, of course, what Brian is saying is that it gets across the blood-brain barrier to play that role in the brain as well as elsewhere in the body. The complex biological relationships among choline and other nutrients in the methylation process have been shown to have powerful impact on cognitive function and the ability of the brain to learn and make new neural pathways. That is neuroplasticity. Neuroplasticity is the ability of the brain to make new connections. And Dr. Rima, Sherry, if you'll lower that, I think there is a link down there, and you'll be able to see where that particular chart comes from. It's not a link, it's just a credit. It's a Commons credit, so that's okay. Let's go to the next one, Sherry. Okay, and at this point, I'm going to turn this over to Brian. Brian, here they are, the biologics line of neuronutrients. These are just the three for the memory enhancers. There are two other groups, and it might be a good idea to bring up the website itself as you talk about that. And I leave that to you.
All right.
I have it ready, Brian, when you want to go there.
That's quite all right. These particular products are – this group of products is mainly for older individuals, galantamine in particular. But the racetams themselves are for any age. They help to coordinate information across the blood-brain barrier and also – the corpus callosum, which is the nerve bundle in between the two hemispheres of the brain. So it helps your brain dance and coordinate itself more fluidly, should I say. And the choline being bioavailable across the blood-brain barrier helps for the neurotransmitters to form properly and then be facilitated properly. You need choline for all of this stuff to function. And you need choline in order to function all together. And there's a lack of choline in our diets, number one, and there's a lack of bioavailable choline in our diets, first and foremost.
Right. And I'd like to point out, as you can see, two of those three products.
Wait a minute. You've got two people talking at once, and so we can't understand anybody. Ralph, did you want to make a comment, and then we'll go on with Brian?
Yes, I do. I just wanted to comment that you please note that two of those three products actually have the special form of choline, the GPC, built into them. And that's what I wanted to – go ahead, Brian. Back to you.
Absolutely. That is the main component, and that's the brand right there. Bringing this particular form of choline together with the particular other nutrients that require this choline to be bioavailable in order to function properly. So if you took paracetam alone, you would eventually deplete your choline, and you may get headaches because your brain requires choline to function properly. Your whole body does. So having bioavailable choline is optimal for the body and the brain. Galantamine GPC. Galantamine itself, as you could read on the website, but I'll just give it to you off my cuff. Galantamine, and Ralph would like me to follow the slides. We have the Cognitive Nutrition Biologics line of neuronutrients featuring alpha-glycerol-phosphorylcholine, which is alpha-GPC. These particular memory enhancers put together for a senior mind would, number one, galantamine. I'm going to get to the galantamine. Is the galantamine on the next slide? No,
there's paracetam and then galantamine. Next slide, Sherry.
I will stick with paracetam if you can move to the next slide. Thank you, Sherry. Paracetam GPC is a strategic combination of paracetam and alpha-glycerol-phosphorylcholine, which is alpha-GPC, a recognized powerful choline donor that can significantly increase acetylcholine levels in brain neurons. Paracetam GPC has been related with other supporting nutrients as well to seemingly do what is intended, enhance cognitive ability by supporting normal brain function. Now, the other nutrients have to do with electrolytes that help the brain to function. These two powerful cognitive enhancers work synergistically to stimulate the brain's natural abilities and over time, theoretically enhance the normal structure and function of the brain permanently, leaving you with a stronger tool for the duration of your life. Just like muscle training strengthens your body structure for life. Now, let me give you a little background about how the brain works. I'll give you a simple synopsis, as simple as I could bring the brain chemistry and function down to. You have something called, let's say, long-term potentiation. We call that LTP. Long-term potentiation is the function in the brain that forges strong connections in the brain. And that leads into neuroplasticity. So long-term potentiation, let's say you're working your muscle, you're at the gym, you're working your muscle gets bigger. The more you do it, the stronger it gets, and the fibers in your muscle get stronger over time. And it's a permanent situation, unless after many years you deplete, your body cannibalizes itself, and you no longer have that. The same sort of function happens in the brain, along with other plaques and neurons that grow in to eat up bad neurons that are no longer giving nutrition to the surrounding neurons. There's a whole lot of complexity in that. But the general purpose is that long-term potentiation leads to stronger pathways. And then you have neuroplasticity, which is the ability for the brain to forge those connections fluidly. You want to be able to have, in the root word of plasticity is plastic. Plastic is very malleable. It's very The ability of it is to form whatever you want out of plastic. And that's why it's called plasticity. So when you're young, you're very plastic. Your brain is forming new connections constantly. You have to also, in a young brain, we're born with many neurons, and we need to kill off a lot of that in order to make space for new connections to form. The long-term potentiation and neuroplasticity are two major functions within that. So our supplements help with that and help with the communication across the blood-brain barrier and across the corpus callosum, which is the connection to the two hemispheres of the brain. Next slide, please. When taken separately, peristam and alpha-GPC are extremely potent actives that come together to nourish your brain in ways that only biologics nutraceuticals can offer. The synergistic effect of peristam and alpha-GPC can be looked at like this. Peristam needs choline to maintain its job of enhancing the brain, and alpha-GPC is great, if not the best form of choline available that has been proven to freely cross the blood-brain barrier, which means the nutrients your brain needs are readily available. We have taken it one step further by combining not only these two potent constituents, but we have also included what we believe to be a comprehensive formulation that will help bring your mind and brain to new heights of intelligence. With this fine cutting edge supplement, you can elect to take many combinations of brain enhancers to customize your cognitive enhancement experience. Make sure to check out our other products to mix and match in order to find the right combination for you at www.biologicsnutra.com. Now, I'm getting a couple of notes. All right. So, Shari skipped a slide. I'm sorry. All right. So, we are on the next slide now, Shari.
What number slide do you want?
Let me check that 13. For you. Hold on. It is slide 13.
Now, this is an opportune time. Galantamine GPC, I will get to in a moment. Now, peristams are a group of nutrients. There's many of them. We carry oxoracetam, and we do carry anoracetam GPC, but we do not have it available right now. Oxoracetam is 6 times stronger than peristam. It is water-soluble, just like the peristam GPC. The anoracetam is lipid-soluble. I'm not going to discuss that. You can read about it all on the website. We may get it back in soon. We may not. We may get a more potent analog to the lipid soluble. But oxoracetam GPC is an extraordinary supplement, as well as peristam GPC. Both work excellently to increase your cognitive function. Oxoracetam is just a step above. So let me get to galantamine GPC now. I've approached the topic a little bit, but let me read the slide for you and then discuss it further. Galantamine GPC is a strategic nutrient combination of galantamine, an extract which can be derived from the bulbs of flowers of the Caucasian snowdrop, and any of the following that you read. I'm not going to attempt to pronounce these Latin names, so I'm going to leave that to you. But there's also the daffodil and the snowflake and the red lily.
The very point to be made, Brian, is that these are natural source products, at least this one is. And this is a very traditional, this is really a traditional use of nutrition for cognitive enhancement, but it's brought to the highest level of intensity, really. But go ahead, tell us more about galantamine.
Yes. Well, galantamine, yes, it is. This is a flower extract. This is a plant extract. And it has not, I made sure when sourcing this that it came from a plant rather than a pseudo analog. has been called the safest and most powerfully effective neuroprotective phytonutrient on the market today, and alpha-glycerol phosphorylcholine, alpha-GPC, a recognized powerful choline donor that can significantly stimulate and regulate acetylcholine levels in brain neurons. Galantamine GPC has been formulated with other supporting nutrients as well to seamlessly do what is intended, enhance cognitive ability. They do work lockstep. Now, I'm going to see if there's a second. Yes, there is. Could you please go to the next slide? I will talk about some of the fine details of the function of galantamine GPC after the next slide. These two potent cognitive enhancers work synergistically to stimulate the brain's natural abilities and over time theoretically enhance the normal structure and function of the brain permanently, leaving you with a stronger, more intact tool for the duration of your life. Just like muscle training strengthens your body structure for life, when taken separately, galantamine and alpha-GPC are extremely potent actives that come together to nourish your brain in ways that only biologic nutraceuticals can offer.
All right, we have totally lost Brian.
Oh, wow. Brian, are you there? Lost you. Let me tell him that you lost you. Well, the wonders of modern communications lost you. Okay. I can, however, continue for Brian as his voice, as it were, since he and I both wrote this stuff a number of years ago. As you said, and this is the information that we brought to you, Sherry, that you developed your program around. We can go into, let me see, choline is needed to form acetylcholine. Right, and I think he talked about that with one of the prior slides. So we're going to just talk about this fine leading-edge supplement. It's one of the combinations that you can take. He's going to be right back, and we can fill in. All right. Well, folks, here we are at an attempt to understand how our brains operate, and the biggest test is, can we use this technology or not? But we can use the technology, and part of the technology has allowed us to develop a series of products. There are some other really great brain enhancement products you can get along the way. We'll be talking a little bit about the third product in this group, Adibidone, Adibinone. I've got to be careful about pronouncing these correctly. And Brian very correctly said he wasn't going to try to pronounce the scientific or the Latin names of all of the herbs from which you can develop it. So here is Adibinone. It is a dietary substance. It's a nutritional analog of an essential nutrient, coenzyme Q10. So you see it's a version that can help. It's a it is like coenzyme Q10, an important antioxidant component. Q10 itself is a component of the membranes that surround all body cells, as well as the membranes surrounding the various organelles, the little organs in our cells, the mitochondria, for example. These are the power plants of the system. Well, it is thought to enhance brain levels of serotonin and norepinephrine, which are, by the way, two neurotransmitters, while stimulating nerve growth factor. NGF is the main factor in the nervous system responsible for nerve growth. Again, neoplasticity. So this particular ingredient approaches it from a different direction. We're actually working on the level of the membranes of the cells, whereas the other two are providing actual nutrients such as choline, actual structure substances for those cells. So CoQ10's pro-oxidant action. When blood flow is seriously reduced to any part of the body, cellular O2 levels drop in the affected area region, causing coenzyme Q10 to produce damaging free radicals. This, of course, is unfortunately a side factor in a very important enzyme. So what happens is the brain and spinal cord cells are especially prone to damage under these circumstances, and maybe irreparably damaged or even destroyed within minutes. Well, this particular nutrient benefits falls into various categories, and one of the categories is that it actually mitigates against that sort of oxidative stress. You're walking fast along the city streets and it's really polluted out and you're really feeling the lack of oxygen. This would help the body go through that. And of course, when you're talking about brain and cognitive enhancement and brain function, you are going to be very concerned about oxidative levels. So its potential nutrient benefits energy enhancement, cognition enhancement, organ protection, and protection against excitatory amino acid neurotoxicity. Now, that's something we'll have to get Brian to explain to us. He's done the research on a number of these areas, and it sounds to me as though if you want proper neuroplasticity, you certainly want your brains not to be neurotoxic. Well, Sherry, next slide, please. Okay, this is the second section of this particular, the third product in our memory enhancement trilogy. And remember, when you go to the website, biologicsnutri.com, you'll see other groups of products. We've tried to group the products in rational ways, this is an example of how they're grouped. So what are the benefits? Well, the anti-aging benefit studies comparing heart tissue from young people with that from elderly people have shown almost no significant mitochondrial dysfunction in young hearts, but with significant, often severe, mitochondrial dysfunction in elderly hearts. This can serve as a powerful mitochondrial free radical quencher, lessening the ever-increasing damage that occurs with age. This means much less degeneration of the entire body, but it works even better than Q10 does in this area. Energy enhancement studies have shown that it can tightly couple oxidation to energy production, that is, it becomes more efficient. And finally, cognitive enhancement, our concern here. A variety of studies using brain cells, animal and human, have shown that idebenone's ability to enhance brain structure and function, keeping your central nervous system clear of damaging free radicals. You can learn about the biologics products, as I said, at biologicsnutra.com. All right. Let's go on to the next slide. I have a note from Brian saying he's having problems getting back on. All right.
We also have two questions from the audience.
Good. I'll be happy when I finish the conclusion. We'll, in fact, we should send those questions over to Brian, who's monitoring. All right. Okay.
But I want to leave time, Ralph, for to do an actual demonstration.
All right. Doing demo. All right. But let me just finish this very quickly, folks. Conclusion. Nutritional neuroscience, another set of quotes, because I'd like to reach out to areas, and this was in a particular article on neuronutrition, so, you know, handle that, folks, and you can read that if you stop your recording and look at it right now, but diet is a key component for optimal neurofunctioning. Research has been dubbed nutritional neuroscience, and what's the most important one? Dietary choline is essential for normal brain development. It wasn't until 1998 that the National Academy of Sciences determined that choline is a required nutrient. In other words, it would be a lettered vitamin if it had been discovered earlier. And its role is in memory. It aids in the methylation process. Methylation is required for proper cell signaling and neuroplasticity. Once again, the circle is completed. Choline-deficient diet has been shown to impair growth, memory, hepatic, renal, and pancreatic function in animals. It is known that choline is an important cognitive function, yet its effects on emotional health are just beginning to be studied. So far, a correlation between choline deficiency and high anxiety has been found. And there's a link there to where this came from. Those are the links. Go ahead, Sherry. Do you want to use me as a guinea pig? We'll find out what I should be doing here.
Absolutely.
We're going to record me over the phone, right?
Yes, I'm using a Polycom.
All right.
For you, so that's going to make it very accurate. And all of these instructions are on our site, soundhealthoptions.com, under download. And if you'll go to the radiation download, which is one of the questions people ask, you can download the textbook that will show you what to do here, and it's called Bioacoustic Basics, and it's blue and yellow down on the left. It gives you every step. If you can't download that, just write to me or at our site. Give us a call, soundhealthoptions.com. Ralph, 30 seconds of your
brain. All right. Well, let me use these 30 seconds to thank you all for being on this particular presentation. I really appreciate it. It's always great to be with you all. I miss my human bioacoustics friends. We used to see much more often at conferences, and well, that's what's been going on. But I thank you all. Brian thanks you. He's still on Skype, and we're sending notes back and forth. But we're very happy to have had this opportunity. BiologicsNutra.com, cognitive enhancement, and that's it.
Okay, there's. We want to export this audio, not save it. So I'm going to export it as Ralph. I'll just put Ralph Brain. And BRRAIN. And we'll save that. And I have my computer set up, and the instructions on how to set up your computer are already there. Now, we could do this in two different ways. I'm going to do it online. My.soundhealthportal.com. And they have information there already where you can get evaluations of fibromyalgia, lipedema, muscles, nutrition. I will see if we can talk them into putting up neuroplasticity for the next 10 days or so. So we are going to open a new client, and I'm going to call this client Neuroplasticity because I'm going to bring together a lot of people who think they might have some cognitive disenhancement. And see, you're in New Jersey, so we'll see where that's going. There's a lot of pollutants up there.
Yep.
Ralph, for N E E U R O, N E U R O P L A S T I C I D Y. Okay, it is harder or takes longer to set this up than to actually get the computer to do it. So I'm going to import Ralph's WAV file and see if you can look at it. Since I have this all set up to do this, probably take about 5 minutes to do this whole thing. So Ralph online. Well, if I could spell. And I'm going to say save and close. Because we have imported Ralph's brain file that we did, and we want to do a new evaluation of it based on just neuroplasticity. So we already have this program. We've had it for several years. There's about 150. And why won't neuroplasticity come up? N-E-U-R-O-P-L-A-S. There it is. And we are going to pull the points on this, on Ralph's Google print, and it should give us a picture of what's going on and what nutrients he needs. Now, this is not just exclusively neuroplasticity, but most of it is. So he has a score of 366. Anything above 200 is probably pretty important. I want to go look at this and give Ralph a report.
This is fascinating, Sherry.
I think the portal is amazing.
Yep.
It is so easy to do now. What do we do that in, 5 minutes or less?
Yeah, right. Less than 5 minutes, not even.
Wow. Hey, send me this.
you have a, Kathy has a site already, and I will send this to you.
Thank
right
you.
After the show. So this is your actual vocal print and what it looked like. Mm-hmm. And we can go back and show which things are too high and too low. And look at that. You have acetylcholine high and low.
What could that mean?
It could mean that it's a muscle that's both high and low, or it can mean in one section where your body uses acetylcholine for this, it's too high, and over here it may be too low, like brain functioning or nerve functioning, or maybe that's the same. But in bioacoustic language, we would use a whole brain formula for you. Here is also aconitase. It's four times. It's protein and it's gene. That tells us right there that that's the answer to what is going on. Ask Brian if there's anything that will help regulate nucleic metabolism in this, because I don't see any of the nutrients. I don't see any of the products. Let me open Abacus over here. And let's go at it this way. Let's do a new one. Let's import Ralph. This is the old way of doing it. Methylation, Richard wants to say.
That's what I was thinking. In the shape? That's what he's seeing.
Because it's above the gray grid.
Got it.
And I'm just going to put in 12, 12, 12 because we don't know your birthday. And issue, we want to look at your brain. And we're going to allow the computer to pull the points. And we save that as a GNS file. And even doing it this way, it doesn't take very long. And then open neuroplasticity as a computer program.
This is a good example of comparing doing it online to doing it on your computer.
Mm-hmm. Desktop, go to GNS files. There's Ralph. There's our data list, and all we're going to do is say we want to look at supplements. Uncheck all. Did we put these in as medication? I don't know. Let's look and see.
Biochemicals, enzymes?
Well, I'm trying to look at the nutrients. Ralph, you must be taking these already because you don't
need
any.
I'm taking some of them, yeah.
Vitamin would be the choline. We could look at amino acids and enzymes. What I expected was these nutrients to come up. And it says acetylcarnitine and glutamine are both high, so you need something to make those work. When they're too high, it can mean that it doesn't have its sister components to it. Now, I'm upset that none of this came up as medication. So I'm going to go in and grab somebody else until these come up. Let's do Richard's
brain.
They are.
They're definitely in the database. Have you checked the database to make sure that they didn't get knocked out somehow?
I don't think so.
All right.
Well, there's nothing in that one.
Uh-huh.
Where I'm trying to make a point, and that's coming up this way. There has to be six highs and six lows, and that's what I'm running into trouble here.
Oh, really?
See, that'll let me make a report on medications. And let's see why she's in here. Forgetfulness.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. So,
not good, but it's good.
Yeah.
I'm afraid this is real old. There's paracetam. So she's forgetfulness. So these are the nutrients that she should be ordering from you guys.
Yeah. And pyrimidine. So These are all of them. Let me see.
Nobody else had a brain complaint but her. So it shows up.
But I don't need, but apparently I don't, I'm okay because I'm taking them. That's very good.
Yeah, because we look at yours.
But I think Ralph is having issues assimilating. Couldn't that be why his levels are so elevated? And I'm saying that from seeing the high methylation scale on the wave.
Well, one of the issues with Ralph here is there's no lows. So these are all highs. I am going to do a trick here.
Ooh.
And I'm going to change these to lows. But we already know that everything's high anyway. And see if we can get anything to come up. Not a thing. You didn't need it.
He's perfect.
Well, my brain is actually, wow. I there are people I have to tell.
One of the things I want to look at is that genes and proteins, because remember, that came up as something that was an issue.
Yeah.
Proteins and genes that we can, well, it only comes up on one side here. These are the things that are genes that come up as an issue. And Brian would be able to explain a lot more of this than I would. But these are genes, and nothing came up on proteins, mainly because I didn't click it.
Oh, please. Yeah.
But anything that comes up as a gene and a protein together, we really need to look at that. Because the gene is the pattern, and the protein keeps the pattern. Neurotrophin, nitric oxide synthase. We know all this is high, even though it says low there. Everything is high. But let's see what that is for. LNGFRP75, nerve growth factor, high. You must be taking really good care. SHC4, and you have SHC3, protects brain scaffolding protein. Protects brain a scaffolding protein. So this is not something that you could go buy at your health food store, that this needs to be balanced. You'd need to go to a bioacoustic provider.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
and balance
we have
it and balance it with frequency, of course.
Yes.
Yeah,
if we can't go buy a gene, then we can certainly influence it by the frequencies. So that's a whirlwind trip.
Indeed.
Of what goes on. And do you want to save changes? Yes. And if I brought this other lady in here really quick as a WAV file, which I can't because we got 3 minutes, then it would start to list the nutrients. Let's see if we can close this and let's go to another person. See somebody that has
Well, you know, knowing if you don't need something is almost as important as knowing if you do need it.
I think this is the medicine of the future. Certainly, I think it is space travel. You won't have to carry everything with you. It will just be right here. This person
we just
has
have to, we just have to live long enough to have our tricorder on board, and we'll be great.
Yes.
It exists already. It's right here in Sherry's work. It's all
I
there.
Know. It just needs a little flashier packaging, a little like, you know.
Well, I use my Square 2 all the time. I'm
oh, yeah.
You know. I've got the spine roll. Oh, I love the spine roll. So
I'm a big fan of the back box.
Yeah, we're loading in Jalene, who has PTSD. Let's see what she needs.
That
Do you guys
really
specifically address PTSD?
Not in this particular lecture, but we can talk about it, and it's not delineated on the website. It's something we've really been thinking about how to approach, and also how to approach the problem of, you know, retrieving autistic children. That's the other really important thing, and that's the work I've been doing with Sherry. I've been doing this work with Dr. Rima Lebo, and she's just published a book which makes mention of and discusses bioacoustics as one of the available approaches to retrieving children from autism. And if folks will go to the website about that, they can just go to Dr. Rima's own website, drrimatruthreports.com. That's D-R-R-I-M-A, truthreports.com. It's right there on the front page. You'll see the link to the new ebook, and 110 pages, and it links to a special forum for families of autistic children. Even if the toxins that are causing this horrendous pandemic of autism were to disappear tomorrow from our environment, we still have tens of millions of injured children that,
absolutely,
for the next generation, have to be retrieved. We have to do it. All right, go ahead, Sherry, please. I don't want to take up the last minute.
Here is the acetylcholine from her.
Yep.
So how many of the products would be appropriate for her? It's too low.
Right.
She needs the acetylcholine.
Which means she needs the GPC. And any GPC. Of the and any of its combinations. And again, the same mitochondrial protein, I think, that showed up in mine. Interestingly.
Well, I think we all need acetylcholine. One quick question before we have to go.
Okay.
Which of the products addresses radiation poisoning, if any?
Radiation, like other genomicidal technologies, damage the DNA in a direct way by creating free radical cascades. Just like many of the other toxins and other inputs, these products deal with neurotransmitters and with brain function. The damage you're talking about from radiation is membrane damage by and large. And so maybe it goes back to that one product which talked about protecting the membrane, the iodibenone, the CoQ10 analog.
There is much more information about each product on the site,
right,
and I'll put this in the link again. Thank you, Brian. I've lost the chat links now. I need to put this in here for people because it's very important. There, I found it. Okay. So you can go through the products. You can read about each one. There's probably many products here that you're going to recognize yourself when you read them. Oh, that's me. That's what's going on. So lots of information on this site. We hope that you go look at it. And we hope that on Brian's site, for people who need these nutrients, that we can link him up with the neuroplasticity software and maybe gain some data from there. Because certainly people who have some brain concerns are going to be the one coming to his site and reading about this.
That's a great idea, Sherry. Wonderful. Thank you ever so much.
We hope that you all enjoyed the show. If you did, please pass it on through Blog Talk Radio, which if you go to our site, Sound Health, and here is Happy Hour and Radio. And if we just look at Blog Talk Radio Archive, Richard will have this up in about a half hour or so, and you can get the link from it. Well, I thought it was here. Did he? Oh, here. This is the one from last week. So this will be up here as neuroplasticity, what your brain needs from you. So what you feed your brain by way of nutrients and supplements is incredibly important. So please pass this information on and let people know, too, that we're going to try to get it up on the soundhealthportal.com so they can test their brain function, and we'll send you the link. Okay, you need this. Go over here to the website where you can get this, Biologic Nutra, and we'll all be happy. Any last words, Richard?
Being smarter is good. Keeping those, it's like our joints. We want our neurosynaptic junctions to be equally as liberal and flexible and bendy. So I'm a big fan of nootropics. That was a great presentation.
We have a lot more questions. I'll put them in the chat or send them over to you. And, Ralph, I will send you your report right after we finish.
Thank you ever so much, Sherry. Yes, and please send us the questions with people's email addresses if they would be so kind. In fact, I can give you an email address right now, folks, that you can send questions to.
Put it in chat.
Say it, Ralph. Go ahead.
Chat. Okay, chat. I wanted to send to everyone, right? And it's going to be one. It's going to be my mine. So it's going to be. Oh, I'm going to find out from Brian which one to use. That's what I need to do. And I'll put this up just momentarily, if I can. Brian, what?
We'll hum show tunes till you get there.
Yeah. Nope. You know something? I'm going to give you mine because he's not available. All right. So it's going to be this. @gmail.com. There you go. All right. My pleasure, folks.
Thanks, Ralph.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Good night, all.
Have a great rest of the week, everybody. Bye-bye.
Later.